Imperfect leadership is real leadership because that means we're going before we're ready. We all mess up, but I want someone who cares enough to just keep showing up. I respect that so much more than someone who only shows up perfect and polished because that's not real life.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
When you hear the word mentorship, you might think of it in this stuffy corporate office sort of way. I used to think as an entry-level professional that I needed to find a mentor at my company to give me some insight into how to develop more complex skills or learn the ropes in the business. And that's pretty spot on and standard in the 9-to-5 business world. Mentorship is great in that arena. But it's actually so impactful no matter your industry, business model, or career path, from entrepreneurship to freelancing to the side hustle, the corporate grind, and beyond. There are studies that actually back up mentorship, saying that a good mentor can improve your career success, creating more room for profit gains and better opportunities. That's something I think we can all get behind, right? A mentor is someone who's been in a similar place that you're in and has created systems to grow and get to the next level. They figured out how to master their mindset. They probably have more business know-how and experience to share with you. A mentor can help you work around your biggest challenges, blocks, and setbacks that you might currently be facing. It's not just for one kind of professional or level of business. I'm learning from my mentors now just as much as I did in the early days because there is always more room to learn, grow, and understand something new about your business or industry. And the cool thing about the time that we're living in is that you have access to all kinds of mentors with social media and podcasts and courses and masterminds and coaching programs available and accessible to us all. Your mentor could feasibly live on the other side of the world and still help you navigate your next career steps with ease on a simple Zoom call. Or if you're not quite ready to commit to a formal mentor relationship, tuning into a podcast or a YouTube series or a blog feature from an educator who shares insights and gives you tangible steps to improve or enhance areas of your life is a super amazing way to have a sort of virtual mentor, even if it's just a mentorship in your head and they don't even know that you exist. Although I will warn you on this just a bit, and we'll get into this more later, but free coaching is always going to be harder to implement. Wait, what? That's super weird, right? Free is awesome. It's so awesome. But when it comes to business and implementation, there's really no motivation there other than your own desire and motivation to progress, which we all know can ebb and flow over time. Free can take you incredibly far, and you'll likely reach a point where you're ready for that next level of mentorship. Investing in some sort of mentor program or coach likely shows that you're serious and you're looking for specific results and are more committed to following through on the next steps. This is one circumstance where you may want to consider putting your money where your mouth is when you're ready to invest. Fun fact, the only formal mentors I've taken on as coaches via masterminds or business coaches are all men. Weird, right? This woman empowerer generally chooses men to lead her, and I've touched on this before, but I want to share today exactly how I choose mentors for my business, whether it's through online courses, Amy Porterfield, I'm looking at you, or masterminds, formal or informal, I've done both, or even a more customized coaching program like working one-on-one with Dean Graziosi over the last year. The options are endless for how to approach your own mentorship and growth, but there is some strategy in picking whose advice and teaching you want to follow. In fact, I think through and process 7 key elements before choosing to sign up for a mentor's program or hire them as my coach. This is the framework I use to make these decisions because they're huge decisions. Whether you're considering signing up for your first mastermind, hiring a one-on-one business or life coach, buying a digital course, or anything in between, make sure you walk through these steps to be certain your money and time investment is the best move for where you're at and where you want to go. Are you ready? Here we go.
Thanks to The RealReal for supporting Gold Digger. The RealReal is an online and brick and mortar marketplace for authenticated luxury consignment items. Go to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase. Plus, get 20% off select items at TheRealReal.com with the promo code REAL. Do you want to know the three secrets that keep my business growing and have totally transformed my life into the vision I've always dreamed? They're the core advice I gleaned from my business coach, Dean Graziosi, and you can get them at JennaKutcher.com/3secrets. That's JennaKutcher.com/3secrets.
Number one, what are your biggest gaps? Think through the holes in your business. Like, what's really missing? What are your weaknesses or where do you struggle? Is it planning your time well or figuring out how to scale to the next level? Do you have a hard time focusing on one thing at a time because there's so much happening all at once? Is it challenging for you to relinquish control and let others support your business? We all have pain points, gaps, and areas that we can work on. So looking to those first can help you determine who best could lead you to find solutions and fill in those gaps. Who do you see crushing it unapologetically in those areas that are tough for you to figure out? Who is your idol when it comes to the list of places you fall short? Whose brain do you wish you could pick on the things that are holding you back the most? You don't want to hire a coach who's exactly like you, who has the same strengths that you do, because that could end up meaning that they have similar or even exactly the same weaknesses as you. You want someone who will challenge you, push back, who can pinpoint what steps you need to take in order to make a lasting change and improve your approaches or systems. It doesn't even necessarily need to be someone in your same industry. Most of my mentors are in a similar industry, but not exactly my niche. They have context and understanding, but they aren't on a parallel path to mine. It's tempting to pick the person who's exactly like you, but I challenge you to instead look at their characteristics, mainly their strong suits, because if it aligns with the things that you're struggling with, there's a good chance they'll be able to walk you through the steps to getting you to where you want to go. You've got to be ready to be challenged if you really want to grow. And if I know you, I know that you're up for a challenge. Number two, who has the same values as you? As a lifestyle entrepreneur, I sometimes struggle taking the advice from accomplishment-based entrepreneurs and coaches because that's not necessarily what drives me. I mean, yes, I am competitive as heck, and I love to reach major milestones as much as anyone else, but at the end of the day, that's not my main motivator or the end-all be-all to what I'm doing in my business. The accomplishment, the accolades, the stages, the numbers, the dollar amount in my bank account are not really the reason behind why I get out of bed in the morning. I'm not saying that's wrong. If that gets your heart fluttering, it just doesn't float my boat these days. There are two kinds of entrepreneurs, one who are lifestyle-based, and then there are the accomplishment-based folks, and I want to learn from people who share my same core values: family, faith, impact, community, creating meaning in my life and in the lives of others. If I were to work with someone who didn't understand that or who encouraged me to just take on all the opportunities to make $1 million more, then their advice wouldn't be aligned with my bigger vision. That's not what we're looking for in a mentorship situation. You want to feel fully supported to be you and to follow through with your dreams according to what is most important to you, whether that's freedom, time, money, clout, significance, or anything else. I've shared the room with both types of entrepreneurs at masterminds and group events, and honestly, it makes me grasp onto my values even harder. Like I said, not because wanting to accomplish more is a bad thing, but because it's just not where I'm at in this season of business. For example, when I took on Dean as an official mentor, it was kind of unexpected. In fact, if I hadn't attended our informal mastermind in Puerto Rico last minute when my friend Brenda Burchard invited me, it would have never happened. But while we were there, I got to talk to Dean about Conley and my year of blackout and how I want to be a good parent first and a good business owner second. And Dean shared with me about his own kids and how he always drives them to school and cooks them dinner and he's never missed a game. And I knew parent to parent, he understood me on a level that a different coach wouldn't. And we shared those same parenting values. While you want to look for someone whose strengths fire you up and who motivates your weaknesses, you also want to look for shared values in them, because if they're telling you how to become the best in your industry when you'd rather just become the best version of you, then there will be some pushback and you're not going to feel fully supported in your overall vision for your life. Number three, who is an open book? There is nothing that grinds my gears more than leaders who only offer up half of the equation and then leave it to you to figure out the rest. Like, it's the worst, right? I can smell someone with a scarcity mindset from a million miles away, and it definitely comes out when you're an educator who believes that there are still secrets to success. When you're considering a mentor, try to find out whether they're willing to really show you the whole process, because I can promise you that's not everyone's style. Will they give you all the answers you need, or will it take an upsell to another program or level of coaching to really get what it is you're looking for? Look, I am all about spending money to get information from people ahead of me in life or business who know more than I do, but when it isn't clear that their prerogative is just getting more and more money in exchange for small bites of the answers you need, that's not really a fair setup. I've joined masterminds before that have different levels of membership where you pay more to get to the next level, and I actually love that because I knew about it going in. The more I paid, the more intimate of a setting I was in with the leader and the more one-on-one consulting I got. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you want to make sure that you understand the full ask before you dive in. Confident coaches hold nothing back. Why? Because they know that you need all the steps in order for you to be successful, and you have to implement all of those things. I teach a ton of my process for free on this very podcast because I know it can help those that are ready to do the work. But I also realize that very few people will actually do all of the implementation it takes. I share a ton of my best stuff for free online, but my courses or masterminds are the exact blueprint, so you're not left to piecemeal something together yourself. You're essentially exchanging money to get back time, and that's a whole lot of what mentorship is. People who pay attention. So when you invest in a coach, be prepared to do the work because a good one will be pushing you, challenging you, and guiding you through the legitimate steps it takes in order for you to reach that next level. Number four, keep in mind that paid mentorship makes a difference. There are tons of processes I could go out and learn on my own. I mean, I'm self-taught in practically everything I'm doing, but I'm willing to invest big time when it means shortening the amount of time it takes for me to learn something, implement it, and get results. Think about it. You're handing over a renewable resource, money, in exchange for a non-renewable resource, time. Now, that was a hard pill for me to swallow when I didn't have a lot in my bank account. That first $5,000 investment into learning hurt. Like, it hurt, but it taught me that if I am ready to pay and I'm confident that I will do the work to get myself those results, it pays off and it saves me so much time, something I can never get back. The experience of learning from or being in the room or on the phone with someone who has spent years figuring out more than I know is invaluable. I could also spend years to figure it out on my own too, or I could put down money and pay their rates if I trust that it's going to help me learn and grow and be a worthy investment in order to learn the information they know that I don't in a way shorter amount of time. When I invest in learning, I have this added motivation to kick my butt into gear, to implement and make the cost worth it by using what I learn and scaling or creating a new course or utilizing a mindset hack to be able to be more productive or successful with my business decisions. Whether it's an online course or a more formal mentorship, the main reason I'm signing up and handing over my credit card info is to shorten my learning curve and to save myself the time and the frustration on something complex that would take me years to learn. And it's going to save me a lot of trial and failure. What is an actual system or process that would be really hard for you to Google to discover and learn in totality? Find someone who teaches it really, really well, gets results for themselves, their students, or followers, and pay for that. Number five, look outside of your industry. The first mastermind I joined was Lewis House. He's now like a brother to me, but I joined it because there was no one else like me in it. It was 90% health and fitness people, and I wanted to see what was working in other industries and challenge myself to figure out how to apply those teachings to my world. It was so fun for me to learn from people who are crushing the business world and take what was working for them and then creatively apply it to my own industry, helping me to blaze a trail that wasn't like anyone else's. I loved bringing my own gifts to the table without feeling fear of sharing because we were all in different lanes serving different audiences. It was awesome because I wasn't competing with anyone else and was much more open to learning and sharing and discerning what could work for me. If you're just a little bit competitive by nature, or you're not sure that you want to share your hard-earned trial and error tricks of the trade, then joining something outside of your industry could be especially beneficial for you in a mastermind or a group coaching setting. You can pick up an even more diverse array of ideas and find out-of-the-box ways to inject those into your own tasks and processes and business.
Drew and I are trying to be way more conscious about what we bring into our house this year. We want to live and shop in a way that's more sustainable. And when you think of sustainability, you might think of reusable straws and coffee cups, but you can even make sustainable decisions on luxury designer goods. At The RealReal, you can shop and consign luxury clothing for men and women, accessories, handbags, home decor, fine art, and more, with new arrivals coming in daily. Find items for up to 90% off retail from top brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and many more. Every item undergoes a rigorous authentication process. Louis Vuitton Neverfull tote bags seem to be a fashion staple these days, but they're not cheap, and buying new isn't the most sustainable move. I found Neverfulls for $200 to $300 under retail in great condition in almost every variation they make. Go to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase within 1 week. Plus, get 20% off select items at therealreal.com with the promo code REAL. That's $25 off when you sign up and an extra 20% off select items with the code REAL at therealreal.com or at their retail stores. Would you pay $100,000 to be coached by the best? I mean, that's a hefty chunk of change, but the good news is you don't have to. The expert, my business coach, Dean Graziosi, and after working with him for over a year, I put the three life-changing secrets I learned from him into one free guide for you. Head to jennakutcher.com/3secrets to download it right now. And I'm even including a worksheet he made me to help me get exactly what I want when I negotiate. If you want to know the secret to defining success, advice for negotiating any deal, how to determine what your advantage is, and some never-before-shared stories, it's all in my guide at jennakutcher.com/3secrets. That's jennakutcher.com/3secrets.
Number six. Next up, who has a different perspective than you do? I want a different perspective, one that I wouldn't normally find or comes naturally to me. I want to learn from someone with a different childhood or career path or life experiences. I choose people to follow who think differently than I do and approach problems in a way I probably wouldn't even consider. This is probably the top reason why I've chosen mainly men to lead me as my mentors, coaches, and mastermind leaders. I don't want to generalize, but I think we can all admit that many men, especially in the business and marketing world, have this unapologetic way, this like swagger of being who they are without even considering that they might be too much or not enough or selling too hard or talking about themselves too loudly or creating an uproar or pushing some people away. All of these things that I can catch myself wondering about and worrying about and double checking that I'm not stepping on anyone's toes, they don't even register that for so many men. And I love that. I need that reminder to not overthink every single thing. As women, we're naturally nurturers. And I know for me, I can become very in tune with and even obsessed with what people might be thinking of how I act, how I speak, or portray myself and my business. A man, they don't generally think twice. So it's been really important and really helpful for me to learn from men, to lean into that masculine energy that doesn't come naturally to me. I know this might sound odd, and I know that there are certainly powerful women who can speak their minds and their truth without second thought, but that was never my natural stance as a small town introverted girl who kind of stumbled into this big business world in a way that I didn't fully plan for. It's been a trip for me to take control of my voice and to lean into the power that I have and the dominance that I can possess. And I think learning from men for me personally has truly been a big part in that. For me, the heart stuff comes naturally, like really easy. I've got the passion and the drive, but what I want when I have a mentor is to get the processes, the head side of things. I feel like a lot of women naturally lead with the heart stuff, and I love that. I'm that way. So when I choose mentors, I want to learn and glean that head stuff that doesn't come as naturally to me. Does that make sense? I don't want to imitate everyone else that's ahead of me. I want to stay in my own lane. So getting a fresh set of eyes on my world and my work and being pushed out of my comfort zone helps me grow more than having someone who simply just agrees with me. If you've listened in to any of my coaching conversations with Dean, you can hear how he pushes me. He knows my objections before I even say them. He makes sure that I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone. He wants to guide me to places I've never been before while still staying aligned with my values and my mission. It's an incredible relationship and is dynamic. We're constantly pushing each other and pushing back. And that's what a real mentor does. They don't just agree with you and shake their head and say, everything looks great. They say, what can you do? What can you change? Where can you grow? That's the beauty of mentorship. Now, number 7 is this. I don't want a perfect mentor. Now, this might just be me, but I don't ever want to follow in the footsteps of someone who acts like life's sunshine and roses and who portrays a message that they've never messed up or faced serious hardship. Early in my relationship with Dean, I flew down to Arizona and we were sitting together and I wanted to do an exercise with him so we could kind of level the playing field. We did this thing called 10 Things I'm Afraid to Tell You. When we sat down with a glass of wine, we just started talking and we were really honest about our past and the things that we're insecure about and the reason why we're propelled in the way that we are. And it was this really beautiful way of talking about some of the harder things in a non-intimidating setting while gaining more understanding on each other. Now, I don't have to agree with every decision my mentor has ever made or see that they have this perfect track record and have waltzed through this business world with ease. That's the last thing I want in a mentor, actually, because it's just not realistic. We've all made mistakes. We've all fell on our faces. That's part of being a human being. And guess what? I'm an imperfect leader through and through. Give me someone who can talk about those fails and those missteps and then share where they've learned, how they've grown, and what they're doing differently now. I don't know about you, but I usually learn more when I mess up. And so if someone can be honest with me about those seasons of entrepreneurship, perhaps I can learn from their seasons and not make those same mistakes in my own. Imperfect leadership is real leadership because that means we're going before we're ready. We all mess up, but I want someone who cares enough to just keep showing up. I respect that so much more than someone who only shows up perfect and polished because that's not real life. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. We've all seen the people who can spout advice and tips the knowledge for days and only show their highlight reel. That's not leadership to me. It's just not real. And it sort of goes back to my values again. I value authenticity and imperfection because we all have that innately inside of us. So why not share the tough stuff that made us stronger and help others avoid the mess ups that we've made along the way? That's like dream mentorship right there. So there you have it, the 7 parameters that I use when choosing mentorships, whether it's through courses, masterminds, or one-on-one coaching. This is so fun for me to talk about, and I hope helpful for you, because I think that leadership and finding mentors who align with your vision and your values and also challenge you to be better can be absolutely everything in growing your business and even in making your life and your mission feel more holistic in many ways. I hope that you feel like you have a blueprint or the questions to ask yourself in order to feel equipped to seek out the right mentor, mastermind, or online course that helps you fill in your gaps, gives you new insight and perspective, and takes you to that next level. We don't have to do this business thing alone. There are so many ample opportunities to come alongside like-minded people who want to help you, who want your dreams to come true. It just takes a little bit of digging to find out who fits your lifestyle, who aligns with your values, and who can bring out the best in you so that you can achieve all that's on your heart and mind without the years and years of going it alone and struggling to get there. Let those who are just ahead of you guide you, coach you, and support you along the way. I can promise you that it's worth the money. It's been a blessing in my own life every time that I've made the leap to take on a new mentor, and I want to extend that blessing to you too. As always, if you want to reference this material or write down the 7 parameters that I use, head to golddiggerpodcast.com to access today's show notes and all of our past shows. Thank you, Gold Digger, for listening to another episode of the podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I hope that you find the perfect mentor to help you do just that.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.